So the first thing I'm going to talk about is the rulemaking authority of the two high courts in Texas. So, you know, we have statutes, so where do these rules come from? Well, the Texas Constitution initially, Article 5, Section 31, gives the Supreme Court of Texas rulemaking authority that's very, very broad. The Supreme Court shall promulgate rules of administration not inconsistent with the laws of the state as may be necessary for the efficient and uniform administration of justice in the various courts. So it is a very broad rulemaking authority. And then also, the Government Code, Section 74024, tells the Supreme Court, hey, if you're going to adopt rules affecting the administration of criminal justice, you need to request the advice of the Court of Criminal Appeals. It doesn't tell them they have to follow it, but they do have to ask for it. So, in addition, the Texas Constitution says that the legislature can delegate specific rulemaking authority to the Supreme Court of Texas, which has such broad rulemaking authority that it may or may not even be necessary, but also to the Court of Criminal Appeals. And so the legislature has the power to promulgate such other rules as may be prescribed by law. So they can give the Court of Criminal Appeals this power. And in particular, the legislature has delegated specific rulemaking authority to the Court of Criminal Appeals in three statutes. The rules of post-trial, appellate, and review procedure for criminal cases, and that's in Government Code 22108. Also, rules of evidence in criminal cases and electronic filing rules for capital cases. So there's three specific statutes in which the legislature has done that.